This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Mark Haney. When people think about a parent staying home to raise children instead of building a career, they may tend to think about the mother. But what about stay-at-home dads? According to Pew Research Center, the number of fathers choosing to stay home to care for their kids is on the rise. However, stay-at-home dads may still be stigmatized, and some dads have found support in groups like the National At-Home Dad Network. Here to talk about the growing number of stay-at-home dads and the way they are viewed by society, our professor of social work at the University of Cincinnati, Dr. Gary Dick, and from the studios of WOSU, Professor Emeritus of Philosophy at The Ohio State University, Director of the Ohio State University Center for Ethics and Human Values, and Chair of the Ohio Executive Committee of the National Parents Organization, Dr. Donald Hubin, and Professor in Department of Human Sciences at The Ohio State University, Dr. Sarah Shoppy Sullivan. And you can join the conversation at 513-419-7100, email talk at wvxu.org, or you can find us on Facebook or Twitter. And Donald, Sarah, Gary, thank you so much for joining us this afternoon.
Thank you, Mark.
Thank you.
It's nice
Thanks.
To be here.
Donald, can you kind of give us some perspective on this? How much has the number of stay-at-home fathers risen in recent years?
Well, there is, I think, practically universal consensus that it's risen, but exactly what level it's risen to is in contention. Most people draw data from the Census Bureau and the Bureau of Labor Statistics, and they actually define stay-at-home father as any father between the ages of 18 and 59 who is living with a child under the age of 18 and has not been employed for the last year, which is really counting unemployed fathers and not stay-at-home fathers. So there are respects in which that overcounts what we would normally think of as a stay-at-home father. It could be that some of the people that fit that definition are not actually taking care of their children. It almost certainly undercounts because it means that if a father has left a full-time employment position to stay at home and take care of his children, and he is doing a little bit of consulting work when the children are at school or when the children are napping, he won't count as a stay-at-home father even though he's there most of the time. So the statistics that I've seen and Pew cites somewhere close to 2 million fathers as being currently stay-at-home fathers. I've seen others statistics that say about 1.5 million. I've seen some estimates as high as 7 million if you count people who are the primary caretaker of the children, but may also be working part-time either from home or while the kids are at school.
But it is fair to say that the number has risen, though.
Yes, I think everyone agrees with that.
Sarah, can you give us some idea of why there has been this increase in stay-at-home dads?
Sure. I think there are a couple of reasons. A big one is that women's education and earnings have continued to rise, and they're in couples now, there are often disparities in education in favor of women. And so this puts women in a position where they may want to pursue careers more exclusively, or also where they may earn substantially more than their partners, their husbands, or children's fathers. And so it may make more economic sense for the woman to fill that breadwinner role. And for the father to stay home. I think that's one reason. I think there also have been big changes in terms of beliefs about the roles of men and women in families. There's a strong sense now among many people that, you know, fathers are capable of caring for young children just as mothers are, that they can fulfill these nurturing roles in addition to, you know, breadwinning roles. And honestly, that the roles of men and women as parents have become, in some sense, more interchangeable, which I think makes sense then that you would have some families with stay-at-home mothers and then some families with stay-at-home fathers.
Gary, what's your take?
Well, one of the things that Donald was talking about, too, is that when we look at these different studies, we're seeing different numbers. And it really has to do with how you define stay-at-home fathers. Often, I think, when we think of a stay-at-home father, we're thinking of somebody who values that, a father and a mother who says, we choose to do this. But the data also shows us that a lot of fathers are home because they're in transition. They may be unemployed. And there's also a number of fathers who are home because of a disability. And yet one of the studies that was recently done showed that the public really supports, 51% of the public supports mothers being home with the children, and only 8% support that for the father. But at the same time, when you survey both moms and dads, 48% of the fathers would like to be home with the children, and 52% of the mothers. So it really reflects this total social change in looking at parenting roles, particularly fathers.
Donald and Sarah, how much acceptance is there? How acceptable is it these days to be a stay-at-home dad? Is that attitude starting to shift?
My sense is that the attitude is shifting, but there is still stigma and bias. This is I haven't seen a study that shows this, but based on anecdotal reports, things that stay-at-home fathers say on various blogs and organizations where they get together to give support. I heard a story of a stay-at-home father not too long ago who was at a park with his child. And some of the mothers who were at the park asked him why he was there, and they didn't find his answer satisfactory, and they called the police to come out and check on why he was there. So I think fathers are still looked at sometimes skeptically if they're in a children's area like this. One father complained that when he spoke with stay-at-home mothers, they were standoffish because they felt as if he might be trying to pick them up or something like that because they didn't fit the mold. I think that stay-at-home fathers face the same challenges that any stay-at-home parent faces. There's the risk of isolation if you have switched from having a career to staying at home. There's a sort of identity crisis or at least a redefinition of your identity. You can start to yearn for adult conversation and so forth. But stay-at-home fathers face some additional challenges. Some people look at them as failures. They can't find employment. And, of course, as Gary mentioned, there are many fathers who are classed as stay-at-home fathers who are there primarily because they can't find employment. But there is also an increasing number that are staying home by choice. That's a rather dramatic number. The percentage that has said they're staying home by choice has gone from about 5% to I think somewhere in the 25%, somewhere around there. So but they do face this sort of the stigma from traditional stereotypes of the gender roles.
Sarah, what do you see as being the challenges that stay-at-home dads face?
Well, to add to what Don said, I think there is a – still tends to be some bias against stay-at-home fathers in terms of that they're not – you know, people may not recognize that an increasing number of families are seeing this as a choice for them and that, you know, the fathers are – you know, basically babysitting their kids because they're not gainfully employed or something like that, you know, which I think is really doesn't necessarily reflect the way that fathers' roles have changed over time. So I definitely see that. I also think so I study couple relationships as well. And I think something that can be a challenge is that even in stay-at-home father families and in some of the qualitative research I've read, couples report that it's a challenge because sometimes women, even who are very career-oriented and primary breadwinners, may struggle to cede control over child-rearing to fathers, even if fathers are the stay-at-home parent and they're handling most of the day-to-day caregiving for children. So there might be, at least in the short term, some conflict about parenting that arises when couples try for this, you know, stay-at-home father set up, even if it's what makes the most sense economically and it's what they believe in. But it can be kind of hard because also you get those messages from other people. Well, whoa, why isn't, you know, you're staying home? Why isn't, and she's working? And then, you know, the mother might feel like people are looking down on her because she's not fulfilling her her appropriate role as a mother. So I think it's always a challenge anytime you're in a sort of minority family form, even as it's increasing and becoming more acceptable.
Again, 513-419-7100 if you would like to join us. And let's talk with Bill in Loveland. Hi, Bill.
Hey, how are you guys doing?
Good, thank you. And hey, I understand you're a stay-at-home dad.
I am indeed a stay-at-home dad. I've been at it for 11 years now. I've got twin boys, and I started with them when my wife went back to work 6 weeks after they were born.
How's it, how do you like it? I mean, how's it working out for you?
Well, I want to give, you know, I'm a little surprised that there's not a stay-at-home dad on your panel. That kind of struck me as surprising. And also, one of the things that I've defaulted to about 5 or 6 years ago, I stopped trying to really advocate for stay-at-home dads. And I simply say to people, I'm a stay-at-home mom. And then suddenly things kind of drift away. They kind of go, oh, because it's humorous to them. But all the same, they're going, oh, okay, well, we don't judge stay-at-home moms. If I tell them I'm a stay-at-home mom, I don't get that kind of judgment. Does that make any sense?
One of the things, Bill, you're talking about, too, is just some of the acceptance and the social stigma that comes from being a stay-at-home dad. It is really a non-traditional role. And even though so many families that choose this, they do that because they value that. And as Sarah was saying, the mother's career is often running. This is what she wants. She makes better money. She's got better income and benefits. And at the same time, she feels isolated as well because she doesn't have a peer group. As one mother told me once, she was the only one on the block who was, you know, a working mom with a stay-at-home dad. So I think that, you know, a part of being a stay-at-home dad, of course, is being able to judge and handle the judgment that you get from others, as well as negotiating between this model of traditional fatherhood versus this new form of fatherhood, which is really about being involved and being more nurturing and such.
And Bill, you said you had two children. Is that right?
Yeah, twin boys.
Okay. What's their reaction to this? How do they like having dad there at home?
Well, that's a funny thing you'd ask, because the other day Nick was saying, he said, you know, maybe I'd like to be a carpenter or a biologist, or maybe I'd like to stay at home with my kids like dad does. And a part of me went, wait. I don't know if I'd recommend that. So, but from their viewpoint, they've always been very comfortable, always corrected their teachers when the teacher said, oh, don't forget to have your mom do this or that. And they're like, well, my dad does all that. So there has been a great deal of support from them and my family.
Bill, thank you so much for the phone call. We appreciate it.
Okay, I'm enjoying the show very much, especially Dr. Huben. Thank you very much.
Thank you. And Donald or Sarah, did you have anything you wanted to say at this point?
I would just say that I love that the caller refers to himself as a stay-at-home mom, because even as we talk about change in attitudes about roles in families, I think that really – that just sums it up, because – mom, that word just has so much meaning attached to it. We understand the idea of what a stay-at-home mom is doing. And when we hear stay-at-home dad, you know, we don't think the same things yet. We're not in the same exact frame of mind. And so I think that that just illustrates a lot of these points really, really well.
Donald, anything you'd like to add?
I would just say to Bill that I was a stay-at-home father for a while. When my first daughter was born, I did stay home. I rearranged my schedule so I could do that. And as a single father for several years, I arranged my teaching schedule so it was during the time when the kids were in school. And then I would do my other professorial work at night after they'd gone to bed. So I was effectively a stay-at-home dad. I just was working at the same time as well. The other thing I wanted to point out is that while the stay-at-home father or stay-at-home mother model works for many couples, I think there are a lot of couples who would prefer to have an arrangement where both parents have work, but the work is flexible enough that they can be more involved with their kids and be home. And this really takes a workplace revolution to make this happen. I think some corporations are moving more in that direction. I think that that for many parents, it's not that they specifically prefer to be home all the time and not have a career, but they would like to be there for the kids as much as possible and also pursue a career.
We got an email from Pete who said he found that many moms and teachers were glad to see dads take part in grade school activities with kids and be involved with their kids and be role models for young boys. So, Gary, I guess that's one of the benefits of being a stay-at-home father.
Absolutely. And, you know, one of the things when we look at fathers and think about their role as being the breadwinner, a stay-at-home father is role modeling another way for a father to be involved with his children. And it's almost as if we cannot talk about stay-at-home fathers without automatically thinking about, well, they're supposed to be working, they're supposed to be the breadwinner. And so there's a lot of judgment that goes on because he's at home, and really he, from the traditional point of view, he should be out working.
But can it make economic sense to be a stay-at-home dad? I mean, I think what is it, in the workforce, it's 47% women, and a third of the women, I think, are actually earning more than their husbands.
In one study that, I'm sorry, Sarah, go ahead.
Oh, no, it's okay. I was just going to say that, it appears that when you look at, when you compare stay-at-home mother and stay-at-home father households using recent census data, and you limit it to those who said that they're at home, not because of unemployment or disability or illness, but because of choice to be primarily responsible for home and family, that the incomes of those families are converging, so that there isn't necessarily this penalty that there may have been in the past for having a stay-at-home dad by choice. And I think that is because women's earnings have increased and education. And so I don't think that – I think they're coming pretty close, actually.
513-419-7100 to join us, and let's talk with Bill in Over the Rhine. Hi, Bill.
Hi, yes. Thanks for taking my call.
Go right ahead.
Yeah, so I am not a stay-at-home father, but my wife is at home. We have three children, and we very much strongly believe in a parent being home with the kids. I think there's just innumerable benefits to that, but I'm interested to hear more about something that one of the panelists alluded to in terms of the needs of stay-at-home parents. I think that stay-at-home parents ought to be honored and supported, especially by the spouse who's not at home. And so could you speak more to some of their needs that they have and ways that they can be supported, especially by their spouse?
Thank you, Bill.
Well, one of the things that, Bill, some of the studies have shown is just that social isolation. And so once I think the mother and father agree that in terms of their values, this is what we believe, we want one of us to be home with the child, then it makes all good sense. And when you look also at the mother maybe making more or the father, the other thing that I think's been missing when we look at some of these studies has been we've not been able to look at them by groups and compare them. For example, Donald was mentioning the father earlier that stayed at home but yet had work flexibility and could juggle their schedule and work from home and be there for the children. So I think that commitment to the value of this is what we want for our family is the first place to start with really supporting one another and also finding other stay-at-home dads or, if it's not a stay-at-home father, an involved father, a father who wants to be there emotionally and psychologically for his child.
And Gary, I think in a lot of the research that we've talked about in the past with you, you've looked at what you call the role of the nurturing father, which is becoming more and more common.
Yeah, absolutely. And I've been looking at this from a self-psychology perspective of where the father can also, and Sarah was talking about this too, can really provide important psychological functions for their child to develop a core sense of self. And by nurturing that child and being there with them on a day-to-day basis.
Let's talk with Walt. Or go ahead, Donald. Was that?
I was just going to say, Mark, one of the things that I see as a benefit from fathers staying at home or from a more equitable division of the work and parenting roles is that children grow up with less of a rigid gender stereotype programmed into them. And one of our callers mentioned that his son said, I might want to be a stay-at-home father. Well, it opens up a possibility for people that would not otherwise be there. And I think in general, opening up possibilities is a good thing for people.
Walter in Dayton joins us now. Hi, Walter.
Hi, how are you?
Good, thank you.
Yeah, you know, I think one of the things we're starting to see more often is this idea of the primary caretaker. I'm actually an MD PhD student, and I'm working on finishing the PhD portion of my training while my wife is finishing her residency in internal medicine. So her schedule is really busy. My schedule is a little bit more flexible where I can work from home. So I'm the primary caretaker right now. And then at the end of this year, when I go back to finish med school, I'll be really busy, and my wife already will be done with residency and has a job lined up where she'll have more flexibility built in, and then she'll switch to becoming the primary caretaker. So I think a lot of what we're starting to see nowadays is not so much a stay-at-home mom or stay-at-home dad, but a situation where one parent can be a primary caretaker, depending on his or her career trajectory, and parents can kind of switch back and forth and both be involved in the lives of their children.
One of the things you're talking about is this category of fathers with that kind of flexibility. And often you will see graduate students and such with that, you know, working towards their degree who have that flexibility. Another category, too, is fathers that are in transition who may want to, you know, work on a degree, or they might be been laid off and they want to be with the children. And then another group we know about, too, is the fathers who just want to take a break. You know, maybe they've been successful, they've been, you know, working for the corporation, and boom, now they want to be home with their children and fulfill that other part of their identity as a father.
Okay. Donald or Sarah, did you want to weigh in?
Yeah, I'll weigh in. I think that the data that we have about stay-at-home fathers and stay-at-home mothers just really doesn't capture these kinds of fluctuations and changes across the family life course that certainly happen and also can be – I mean, that's, I think, a ripe area for more research and also for, you know, good, solid, evidence-based practice and advice for families on how to handle those transitions, because I suspect that – it's those transitions that actually are can be kind of challenging for families. So I would think that that should be something that, you know, research and practice should focus on.
Donald, do you think the go ahead.
Well, let me just say one thing about what Walter raised. He raised an issue about the flexibility that this gives couples to because, you know, when you reduce the rigid gender roles, it's easier to hand this off and go back and forth and do this. And I think that's a terrific point to raise here. One point I would make about our talking about primary caregivers is that in an increasing number of marriages, there or couples that are living together, there may be a parent who is taking the lead at a given time, but parenting is usually a sort of co-parenting sort of situation, and even the parent who's doing less of the hands-on day-to-day work is very important in the children's life and in nurturing them and so forth. So sometimes when we talk about a primary caretaker and a breadwinner, even if we're reversing the roles, we are exaggerating the distinction between these two roles, and both parents are involved, at least in a, you know, in a healthy parenting situation, both parents are very involved in nurturing the children, even if one parent is taking the lead on the day-to-day work.
And so, Gary, as we wrap up quickly here, do you think that the rise in stay-at-home dads is a trend that's going to stick around?
Oh, absolutely. I think the whole, when we look at fatherhood, that whole concept of how we define it has been changing and will continue to change.
Thank you for joining me this afternoon. Professor of Social Work at the University of Cincinnati, Dr. Gary Dick, Professor Emeritus of Philosophy at The Ohio State University, Director of the Ohio State University Center for Ethics and Human Values, and Chair of the Ohio Executive Committee of the National Parents Organization, Dr. Donald Hubin, and Professor in the Department of Human Sciences at The Ohio State University, Dr. Sarah Shoppe Sullivan.